ఉండాలి. శ్రీమతి భక్తి వరంత స్వామి. So this morning's readings is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, chapter 4, text number 83. Devi Krishna Mahi Prokta Radhi... I was going to read it all, but go ahead. Devi Krishna Mahi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Samohini Para Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Samohini Para. Gentlemen. Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Samohini Prama Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Sarva Lakshmi Mahendra Kanti Samohini Para Devi Krishna Mahi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mahi Sarva Kanti Samohini Para Devi Krishna Mahi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mahi Sarva Kanti Samohini Para Devi Krishna Mahi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mahi Sarva Kanti Samohini Para Lady, oh. Devi Krishna Mahi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mahi Sarva Kanti Samohini Para. Ladies. Devi Krishna Mahi Prokta Radhika Sarvadevata Sarva Lakshmi Mahi Sarva Kanti Samohini Para. Devi Krishna Mahi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mahi Sarva Kanti Samohini Para Devi Krishna Mahi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mahi Sarva Kanti Samohini Para Devi Krishna Mahi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mahi Sarva Kanti Samohini Para Devi Krishna Mahi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mahi Sarva Kanti Samohini Para Devi who shines brilliantly. Krishna Mayi, none different from Lord Krishna. Prokta, called. Radhika, Srimati Radharani. Paradevata, most worshipable. Sarva Lakshmi Mayi, presiding over all the goddesses of fortune. Sarva Kanti, in whom all splendor exists. Samohini, whose character completely bewilders Lord Krishna. Para, the superior energy. Translation and purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The transcendental goddess Srimati Radharani is the direct counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna. She is the central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. She possesses all the attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. She is the primeval internal potency of the Lord. Purport. This text is from the Brihad Gautamiya Tantra. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Bhaskachade Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhar Srivasate Gaur Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, on the one hand, Srila Prabhupada was very reserved about speaking about Srimati Radharani. Still, he nevertheless imparted to us a sweet and pure understanding of Radharani and the practical means of advancing ourselves in her service. In his translation and purports in Nectar of Devotion, Chaitanya Charitamrita and Krishna book, Prabhupada deals in all the intricacies of Radharani's love for Krishna. For example, during one of the first Radhastami festival celebrations in New York's 26 Second Avenue Matchless Gifts storefront, Prabhupada explained that we have to fast until midnight on Janmashtami because Krishna is strong and hard. But on Radhastami, we only have to fast till noon because Radharani is soft and kind. So Prabhupada described Radharani as the best devotee of Krishna because she loved Krishna the most. And that we could pray to her because he said we cannot go directly to Krishna. Prabhupada said, if Krishna's devotee is pleased with you, then he or she will recommend you to Krishna. And Krishna will be obliged to give you his mercy. This is especially true if you get the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Prabhupada put knowledge of Radharani in the very first books that he translated in America, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya in 1967, Krishna book in 1968, and the Nectar of Devotion in 1969, under the category of attracting Krishna, the characteristics of pure devotional service. In that section, Prabhupada explained the principle of approaching Krishna through Radha in this way. To perform devotional service means to follow in the footsteps of Radharani. And the devotees in Vrindavan put themselves under the care of Radharani in order to achieve perfection in their devotional service. In other words, devotional service is not only an activity in the material world. It is not. Not just not only, but it's not an activity in the material world. It is directly under the control of Radharani. In Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated that the Mahatmas, or the great souls, are under the direct protection of the Daivi Prakriti, the internal energy, or Radharani. So being directly under the control of the internal potency of Krishna, devotional service attracts even Krishna himself. That's from the Nectar of Devotion. Srila Prabhupada's remark that Krishna was hard and Radharani was soft and kind is supported by a statement he made in the Nectar of Devotion under Krishna's quality of compassionate. Prabhupada said, instead of offering obeisances to Krishna, devotees offer obeisances to his compassionate nature. Actually, because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is very difficult to approach him. But the devotees, taking advantage of his compassionate nature, which is represented by Radharani, always prays to Radharani for Krishna's compassion. Prabhupada sometimes described Radharani as Krishna's tender-hearted female counterpart. Prabhupada says, as for praying to Radharani, the easiest is to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, or the names of Radha and Krishna. Dear energy of the Lord, Hara, O Lord, please engage me in your service. Prabhupada did not broadcast explicitly the glories of Radharani as much as he did of those of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and yet he does inform us, according to Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, that Srimati Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan. She has the power to attract even Krishna. As stated by Prabhupada in the Nectar of Devotion, Krishna attracts everyone, but devotional service attracts even Krishna. The symbol of devotional service is the highest degree. In the highest degree is Radharani. Krishna is called Madan Mohan, which means he is so attractive that he can defeat the attraction of thousands of cupids. But Radharani is still more attractive, for she can attract Krishna. Therefore, devotees call her Madan Mohan Mohini, the attractor of the attractor of Cupid. So why then is Prabhupada so reserved and grave in speaking about Radharani? One reason is that when he arrived to America, all of us were such neophytes, and I certainly still am. And Prabhupada was preaching in the West, and it was the nature of the materialistic person outside of the Vedic culture to take Radha-Krishna affairs as ordinary sex affairs. Prabhupada explained this with the example of the cow who experienced fire in the barn. Prabhupada said, once there was a fire in a barn, and a cow became so frightened that whenever she saw the color red, she panicked. In a similar way, conditioned souls are so traumatized or addicted to sex pleasure that as soon as they see a picture of Krishna embracing Radha, they think, oh yes, this is the same as what I feel for my girlfriend. Prabhupada was also very afraid that if devotees took prematurely to Radha-Krishna affairs, they would become Prakriti Sahijiya, those who take confidential matters too cheaply. He told about a man who said, wherever I hear the name Radha, I always think of a barber's wife whose name was Radha. In the preface to the Krishna book, Prabhupada begins, in these Western countries, when someone sees a cover of a book like Krishna, he immediately asks, who is Krishna? Who is the girl with Krishna? But it's significant that Prabhupada then completes the preface by answering the question, who is Krishna? But he does not mention who Radha is. Another example of Prabhupada's reserved mood is that he instructed us not to show the feet of the Radharani deity, although Krishna's feet should be exposed. We can get further insight into Prabhupada's presentation by study of some of the lectures that he gave on the occasion of Radhastami. One such lecture was on August 30th, 1968 in Montreal. Prabhupada explained that Radha-Krishna philosophy is a very great philosophy and is understood on the liberated stage, not on the conditioned stage. He said on the conditioned stage, we worship Lakshmi Narayan by following regulative principles. Prabhupada said, quote, so in this Vidimarga, when you have no love for God or Krishna, you have to follow the regulative principles and automatically there is practice. Just like you practice this mridanga playing. In the beginning, it is not in order. But when you become well-versed in the practice, the sound will become so nice. End of quote. This is an interesting example because in 1968, the devotees were just learning to play the mridanga, and their beats were very rudimentary. But Prabhupada encouraged them that they would get better. And we see that nowadays, in ISKCON, there are so many expert mridanga players who have learnt by practice and by associating with good players how to play the mridanga nicely. Prabhupada said, similarly, when we are engaged by regular principles in the worship of Radha Krishna, that is called Vidhi Marga. And actually, when we are on the love platform, that is called Raga Marga. So without Vidhi Marga, if anyone wants to learn the Raga Marga immediately, that is foolishness. Nobody can pass MA examination without going through the regulative principles or primary schools and colleges. So therefore, I do not indulge in discussions of Radha and Krishna so easily. Rather, go on with the regulative principles at the present moment. Gradually, you will become purified. And as you become on the transcendental platform, you will understand what is Radha and Krishna. So Prabhupada is very strict about not jumping ahead. But at the same time, he indicates that the path of Vidhi Marga will lead upward, as certain as regular mridanga playing will lead to expert mridanga playing. Prabhupada said, don't try to understand Radha Krishna very quickly. It is a very big subject. If we want to understand Radha Krishna very quickly, then there will be so many Prakriti Sahajiyas. In India, there are so many Prakriti Sahajiyas, just like Radha Krishna dancing. Radha Krishna has become a plaything. The painting Radha Krishna, Krishna's kissing Radha, Radha kissing Krishna. These are all nonsense. Radha Krishna philosophy has to be understood by the liberated person, not by the conditioned soul. So we shall wait for the fortunate moment when we are liberated. Then we shall understand Radha Krishna Pranaya Viktir. In this 1968 lecture, Prabhupada then asked for a harmonium, and he began to sing Rupa Goswami's song, Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Although Prabhupada was very cautious in his own way, he nevertheless distributed the sweetness of Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna. In this 1968 lecture, he went on to explain Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. He said, she is so dear to Krishna. Everyone is trying to love Krishna, but Krishna is also trying to love somebody. How great she is. Just try to understand. The whole world, the whole universe, all living entities are trying to love Krishna. Krishna Prema. Krishna Prema is so valuable, but Krishna is after Radharani. Just see how Radharani is great. Try to understand the greatness of Radharani. She is so great. We have to offer our respect. And how is she? Gokula Tarini Mandala Mahite. Taruni. Taruni means young girls. You will see the pictures. They are all young girls. She is most beautiful. She is enchanting to the young girls also. She is so beautiful. Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Damodarati Vardana Veshe. She always dresses herself so nicely that Damodar Krishna becomes attracted by her beauty. She is the only lovable object of Krishna, and she is the queen of Vrindavan. If you go to Vrindavan, you will see that everyone is worshipping Radharani. Rani means queen. They are always speaking, Jai Radhe, Radharani. All the devotees in Vrindavan, they are worshippers of Radharani. Prabhupada then went on explaining the song, Karunam Kuru Mai Karuna Barite, Sanaka Sanatana Varnita Charite. Now somebody may say, oh, you are so great learned scholar. You are so great saintly person. And you are begging mercy from an ordinary girl? How is that? Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, oh, this is not an ordinary girl. Sanaka Sanata Varnita Charite. This girl's description is only possible to be made by great saintly persons like Sanaka and Sanatana. She is not ordinary. In Prabhupada's 1960 Radhastami lecture, which he gave in London, he said, Radharani is the pleasure potency, Ladini Shakti. Prabhupada taught from the very beginning and always reemphasized that just as we have a desire to love and have pleasure, so that desire exists in the Supreme Person, Krishna. But when he wants to desire, he doesn't desire pleasure from an ordinary person. He expands into the pleasure potency, and that is Radharani. So actually, Radharani is not different from Krishna. As Prabhupada puts it in the introduction to teachings of Lord Chaitanya, without Radha, there is no meaning to Krishna. And without Krishna, there is no meaning to Radha. And because of this, the Vaishnava philosophy first of all pays obeisances to and worships the internal pleasure potency of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Thus the Lord and his potency are always referred to as Radha Krishna. I think this is pretty much clear, direct instruction of where Prabhupada is kind of supporting what the GBC was saying about chanting Radharani's name without chanting Krishna's name in the temple. Because it's really an offense if Radha and Krishna are eternally together or one, to artificially separate them is truly offense. In that 1969 Radhastami lecture, Prabhupada began to sing the mantra, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. He also mentioned that we should approach Radharani and then we can get Krishna's favor. He said, if we approach Krishna through Radharani, through her mercy, then it becomes very easy. If Radharani recommends, this devotee is very nice, then Krishna immediately accepts, however a fool I may be, because it is recommended by Radharani, Krishna accepts. Another indication of Prabhupada's deep affection for Srimati Radharani was that he would always begin his lecture by singing Jaya Radha Madhava. We don't find that other Gaudiya Vaishnavas begin their lecture by singing this song on a regulative principle, but Prabhupada always did it, and sometimes he would fall into ecstasy and was not able to speak as he sang the song. We also know that Prabhupada's father prayed that he could please become a devotee of Srimati Radharani. Also, when Prabhupada was on the boat to America, he wrote a poem in which he said, my dear brothers, you cannot get success in Krishna consciousness unless you worship Srimati Radharani. Another important point is that as Radharani worshipped Krishna in the mood of separation, after Krishna left Vrindavana, so Lord Krishna was in this mood. And Lord Chaitanya's demonstration of separation was taken up by the six Goswamis. Prabhupada indicates that this should also be taken up by all sincere and serious devotees in this line. Therefore, there are a few examples of this. His saying that here is one from the 1969 Radhastami lecture. Prabhupada quoted, He Radhe Vraja Devi Ke Chalalite, He Nanda Suno Kuta. Where, Radharani, where are you? Where are your associates? Where are you, Nanda Suno, the son of Nanda Maharaj Krishna? Where are you all? They were searching after. They never said, I have seen Krishna dancing with the gopis. Last night I saw. This is Sahajiya. They take everything very cheap. They take Krishna very cheap and Radharani very cheap, as if they can see every night. No, the Goswamis don't teach us like that. They are searching after. Prabhupada continues, so we have to follow the footsteps of the Goswamis. How to search out Krishna and Radharani? We may do this in Vrindavan or within our own hearts. This process of devotional service is taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't say that very easily, we have seen Krishna, or we have seen Radharani in Rasleela. No, not like that. Feel the separation. The more you feel separation from Krishna, you should understand that you are advancing. End of quote. Prabhupada then told us, if you engage your tongue in the service of the Lord, He will reveal Himself to you. Here I am. We should feel separation of Krishna just like Radharani, as Lord Chaitanya teaches, and engage our tongues in the service of the Lord. Then one day, when we are mature, we will see Krishna eye to eye. End of quote. The same point is already in Anchalila, chapter 14 of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Das Kaviraj tells us that Radharani's emotions after seeing Uddhava exactly corresponded to those of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then in the purport, Prabhupada says that some theosophists declare, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, such cultivation of separation is easy for him, but difficult for the living entity, and so we can approach Krishna in any way we like. But to nullify this idea, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated practically how one can achieve love of Krishna by adopting Srimati Radharani's mood in separation from Krishna, Anchalila 14. Although these confidential matters are not to be cheaply taken up, yet such an esoteric doctrine as separation from Krishna in the mood of Radharani is something Prabhupada did recommend. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lamented, quote, I found Krishna in Vrindavan, and now I have again lost him and come to Kurukshetra. Unless one is a very highly advanced devotee, he cannot understand these intricate feelings. The author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, however, has tried to explain this Divyanmada as far as possible, and it is our duty simply to appreciate it as far as possible. Therefore, the author made the following request. My dear readers, simply try to hear this description with faith and love. That will help you understand transcendental ecstasy, and at last, you will achieve love of God very easily. In the Krishna book, Prabhupada also recommends to all devotees the mood of Radharani in separation. He says that the six Goswamis were in this mood, and so was Lord Chaitanya. Quote, he was in the role of Radharani, feeling separation of Krishna. Those who are in disciple succession of Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya should also feel the separation of Krishna, worshipping his transcendental form and discussing his transcendental teachings, his pastimes, his qualities, his entourage, and association. The spiritual master should enrich the devotees to the highest devotional perfection. Feeling constant separation while engaged in the service of the Lord is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. There are just two more quotes that I have chosen that illustrate Prabhupada's personal use of words in describing Radharani. And this gives us another glimpse into the fact that although Prabhupada didn't indulge in talking so much about Radharani, he was clearly absorbed in meditating on her from within. One statement occurs in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Prabhupada is discussing his feelings of separation felt by the members of the Yadu dynasty of Krishna. Quote, the feelings of separation cannot be described, but it can simply be imagined by devotees only. After his separation from Vrindavan, and the innocent rural Gaur boys and girls, ladies and others, they all felt shock through their lives. And the separation of Radharani, the most beloved cowherd girl, is beyond expression. Once they met at Kurukshetra during a solar eclipse, and the feeling which was expressed by them is heart-rending. The final quote is from Chaitanya Charitamrita about the supreme position of Radharani, even in relationship to Krishna. This is spoken by Lord Chaitanya while dancing at the Ratha Yatra, and speaking about Radha and Krishna. Quote, Sri Krishna continued, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan Dham, my mother, my father, cowherd boyfriends, and everything else, are like my life and soul. And among all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopis are my very life and soul. And among the gopis, you, Sri Mataradi Radharani, are the chief. And therefore, you are my very life of my very life. In the purport, Prabhupada says, Srimati Radharani is the center of all Vrindavana's activities. In Vrindavan, Krishna is the instrument of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan still chant, Jai Radhe. From Krishna's own statement given herein, it appears that Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan and that Krishna is simply her decoration. Krishna is known as Madan Mohan, the enchanter of Cupid, but Srimati Radharani is the enchanter of Krishna. Madhya Lila 12:150. So we like to hear of Srimati Radharani from Srila Prabhupada. It is the safest and most expert way because, as Srila Prabhupada writes, the spiritual master is always considered one of the confidential associates of Srimati Radharani, or a manifested representation of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. In the early 70s, I was on a morning walk with Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan, and he turned to us and he said, if someone can access even one small drop of love for Krishna within their own hearts, the whole flood of love will come out. It all sounded really poetic and esoteric when Prabhupada said that, and we had no idea what he was talking about. Because knowing how to love Krishna is one of the deepest mysteries, it is so rare. It is so easy to misunderstand. And we need to approach Radharani, the personification of pure loving service, in order to gain some true understanding. We cannot grasp this with our intellect or our cognitive mind. We can only grasp it through our perception, through realization. Prabhupada said, you cannot jump over like a monkey to realize Krishna. You have to begin at the beginning by serving his lotus feet, by cleansing the heart through the 9 processes of devotional service, the most important of which are hearing, chanting, and remembering. We have to become materially exhausted, come to the end of our material desires, the desire for satisfying the animal propensities of unregulated habits like eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. We have to give up the aspiration, subtle or gross, for fame, profit, and adoration. We have to give up the pursuit of love, friendship, society, and all sorts of desires. Prabhupada said we have to give up the notion of I want. And this is a good way to test how far away we are from pure love for Krishna. How much we are thinking, I want. The mind is always suggesting all kinds of unwanted things. I want this. I want that. Let me go here. Let me go there. The whole material world is a playground for a person to satisfy all their gross and subtle material desires. Prabhupada said there are 3 ways in which we envy Krishna. We strive to be the supreme enjoyer. We strive to be the supreme controller. And we strive to be the friend of everyone. But Srimati Radharani is not like that. She is completely an unenvious person. She only strives to give pleasure to Krishna. She only strives to be controlled by Krishna. And her whole endeavor is focused on remembering Krishna and reawakening another's forgotten relationship with Krishna. And that is her compassion. That is her mercy. In order to understand the nature of Sri Radha, one has to understand the nature of love. This is the supreme mystery. Because love is not rational. It cannot be understood with our logic and reason. Krishnadas Kaviraj goes to great lengths to define what is spiritual love and the kind of love the gopis had for Krishna. A relationship with Krishna based on misconception that I am this body and mind, or a relationship that is based on the concern for my personal enjoyment, is not love. It is kama or lust. So when we chant Hare Krishna, we are calling to Srimati Radharani to pick us up and offer us to Krishna. As Srila Prabhupada says, quote, these 3 words, namely Hare, Krishna, and Rama, are the transcendental seeds of the Mahamantra. The chanting is a spiritual call for the Lord and His energy to give protection to the conditioned souls. This chanting is exactly like the genuine cry of a child for its mother. Mother Hara helps the devotees achieve the Lord Father's grace, and the Lord reveals Himself to the devotee who chants this mantra sincerely. No other means of spiritual realization is as effective in this age of quarrel and hypocrisy as the chanting of the Mahamantra. So I'll stop there. Anybody has any comments or things they'd like to add or questions? I may or may not be able to answer them, but you're willing to ask them. We have lots of stalwarts in the audience who might be able to answer. Any comments, questions, any insights, something to add? Yeah, oh, mic. I don't have a mic.
When you were mentioning that Srila Prabhupada had said that we should always feel like we're in the mood of the six Goswamis, so we never think we've attained Krishna. I was thinking about when George Harrison wrote the song, Krishna, Where Are You? Srila Prabhupada said, yes, this is our mood. And he was very pleased with that mood that, you know, not that George felt like he detained Krishna, but Krishna, where are you?
Yeah, that's very nice. Yeah, that's exactly it. Sometimes we do have that experience, very flickering, that, oh gosh, I really get it. I get it. And you think you're in the zone. You're getting, I'm really, no, I'm getting it. And then, of course, tomorrow is a whole different thing. It's hard to get up. And I mean, I'm grouchy. And so always searching. Prabhupada uses this example of being in the material world like swimming in the ocean. And sometimes we are drowning and sometimes we are floating and sometimes we are swimming. But always searching. So I appreciate that comment very much.
Hare Krishna Mataji. I'm right here.
Okay.
This may be quite irrelevant, but there's such a misconception, particularly in India, where a lot of people say that Radharani is older than Krishna, and some say that Krishna is 15 days older than Radharani. So is there any scriptural evidence that she's older than him or vice versa?
I cannot answer that, so I'm going to refer or defer to those in the audience who may know that. I have no idea whether there's scripture to support that. Jutakarma Prabhu or Dravida Prabhu or anybody, Archita, anybody who knows.
But this is the gap. You know, Krishna's Janmashtami is there and then Radharani comes in. Not that she's a little less than a year older than him. Balaram, that's another thing. There's a place where Prabhupada says Balaram is about a year older than Krishna, but not Radharani. I never heard that before.
Yeah, I don't know. Thank you. Thank person.
And if I could just add a little comment about that verse that you quoted. That whole chapter, the fourth chapter of the Adi Leela, is so essential for understanding not just who Radharani is, but who Lord Chaitanya is, the difference between lust and love and what real prema is as opposed to kama. So I highly recommend it, even though devotees went, oh, no, I haven't got to the CC yet, and go years for the, you know. Yeah. But you really investigate that. And today is a good day because there's so much there, you know, like you read that verse. And Krishna's coverage explains it in great detail. There's so many meanings to each word. And it's very illuminating on this day to read that chapter, if you can get it.
Yeah, thank you. Balaram, a hand up.
Srimati Radharani ki. Okay. Lord Krishna is very attracted to Srimati Radharani, but he just killed Aristasura, who is a bull. So Radharani doesn't want to associate with him, saying that you have contaminated yourself and you should take bath in the holy sacred rivers to purify yourself. So with such disappointment and anger, and Krishna put his heel on the ground, and immediately that mark, all the sacred rivers appeared, and that was the mark of the Shamakund. So it gets that he was gonna, then the gopis saw this and they were going to associate with him, but he said, no, because you sided with the demon, you have contaminated yourselves. And you should also purify yourself. So with some personal, you know, the mood of Radha is very fiery. So with her broken ankles, bracelets, she dug, and of course the gang, the girlfriends of Radha helped her too, dug the original Radha Kun, the whole, and all the sacred rivers also tried to, you know, they prayed to Radha, please let us serve you. So in that case, this is to glorify that higher than all the sacred places of pilgrimage is Govardhan Hill, because he was raised by the sacred hands of the Lord. But higher than that is Shamakund, because that's where the Lord took his bath. But higher than that is Radha Kund, because that's where all the nectarian loving pastimes of the Lord took place. So that's nice. The highest place in the whole universe. Radha Kund Ki!
Thank you. Thank you for that little story. Anything else before we stop? Oh, Karuna?
Thank you. That was wonderful class. It was so much directly related to everything that Srila Prabhupada said.
Thank you.
It seemed like you got everything. I don't know.
So much.
I don't know everything, but I was wondering, since we were mentioning so much that Srila Prabhupada didn't so much want us to speak of, you know, Radharani so much. He spoke more of Krishna. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, Radharani's name is barely mentioned. Yet, Krishna book is a rendition of Srimad Bhagavatam, and Prabhupada seems to use some poetic license in using the name of Radharani in Krishna book quite often. And so I'm wondering if anyone knows, any one of our guests knows, understands something about that. I don't know.
Very good question. Dravida?
In working on the 10th canto, during the 80s, completing it, you find so many passages where Vishnu Chakrabarti especially, he'll expand on one exchange in the Leela, and there's a whole conversation between Krishna and Radharani and the gopis or things like that. So, you know, there's that whole idea that both Shukadev couldn't say any of the names of the gopis, but to speak of Radharani, otherwise he would have gone into ecstasy. He couldn't complete speaking the Bhagavatam.
Yeah,
so he just hit it in Aniyaradito Nunam, that one verse, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, many of the acharyas understand that that you know, when the gopis are referred to, or a certain, like even in the Brahma Gita, that famous 47th chapter, I think you mentioned that in your talk. That's the song to the bee, Radharani's song to the bee, 10 verses illustrating 10 different varieties of mad talking. So her name's not mentioned there, but it's understood from all the acharyas that that's Radharani. So Srila Prabhupada felt perfectly, using the commentaries in producing his Krishna book, he mentions Radharani many times.
Good point. While I was doing some of the research gathering these texts together, I stumbled upon comment that before the six Goswami, Lord Chaitanya, the six Goswamis in the in Vrindavan, they would have a Krishna. The people would worship the deity of Krishna, but it was assumed that Radharani was present in the heart of Krishna. So there wasn't a Radharani deity present. It was the first time I had actually heard that. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But it was an interesting point. of the mood in those days, but that Lord Chaitanya was really, and the six Goswamis, resurrected, you know, how to actually approach Radharani appropriately with the nectar of devotion and nectar of instruction. That's a little tidbit on the side. Well, it wasn't like we, you know, as far as I understood from this piece of information that I got while I was, you know, looking through the database, it was that before Lord Chaitanya came to Vrindavan and the six Goswamis started to create temples, that Radharani was not a deity that was present. It may be there's a shawl or something, but the assumption was that Radharani is present in the heart of Krishna, and therefore she's not visible like a, you know, we have a form that we worship and decorate, and but that's just, that was the only time I've ever heard that. So, yeah, go ahead.
My understanding is that when I think it was Radha Govinda were being worshipped in Jaipur, that it was a big scandal. That there were a lot of mahants who were challenging that this is scandalous. They're not married, and they're, you know, and so that's how then Baladev Vidyabhushan came. And they say, your Sampradaya doesn't even have a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra.
Mm.
You know, they were trying to disparage the whole Gaudiya Sampradaya, that it was something spurious.
Mm.
So that's how the Baladev came. Vishwanath Chakravarti was the spiritual master, but he was too aged then to go. So he sent Baladev and his knowledge, Vidyabhushan. And so he came and then he prayed that he could write that Govinda Bhasha.
Mm.
And he got the blessing and he felt that Govinda's writing it through him. That's why he calls it Govinda's Bhasha. And that showed that in the Vedanta Sutra, the it's ultimately bhakti, and he in this way he certified the bona fides of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, and that whole idea of Radha and Krishna being bona fide on the altar was then established, I think, over that time when he was writing.
Okay.
So yeah, it was, and like Sri Chaitanya Gopinath, although we have the painting of Radha and Krishna, actually it's a single deity, as far as I understand.
Yeah. Anything else?
Oh. Thank you, Mataji, for this class. I just wanted to add another point about, somebody had a question about who was older. I was wondering if anyone remembers the story, I think it was from Krishna book, but it was like the first meeting of Radharani and Krishna. Wasn't there something about how she kept her eyes closed until she saw him for the first time? Yes, but apparently, I don't know where that story is coming from. I was just wondering if anybody knows the source.
Some people said not in Krishna book. Where was it? But you don't know where it is. Uh-huh. It's urban legend noon. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimati Radharani ki jai.